Well, it's that time of year again where we have a look at the Young Achiever Awards for New South Wales and the ACT. And let's find out all about the awards and some of the excitement that goes along with it with the event manager, who I'm sure is very, very busy at the moment, Katrina Gallo. Good morning, Katrina. A lot goes into putting these types of award ceremonies together, don't they?
Yes, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on. It's about an eight-month process from start to finish, but at the moment we're at the really exciting time when we're seeing all these amazing nominations start really coming through.
8 months to put this together. I was going to offer my hand to help you out, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
Okay, we'll say 5 months. Does that make it a bit better?
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. Look, Young Achiever, in the context of Young Achiever Awards, what is your definition there?
So really it's... the purpose of the whole Young Achiever Awards is really to acknowledge, encourage and most importantly promote the positive achievements of all young people up to the age of 29. So it could be someone who's really excelling in their career, they may be creating change, they may be making a great impact to their local community, but really just wanting to shed those lights on those amazing people that we've got out there in New South Wales and the ACT.
And boy, do we have quite a few of them. You said the cutoff's 29, so I'm just outside of it.
Me too, if that makes you feel any better.
by 12 years. That's all right, Katrina. Look, now, there are lots of different categories. It's not just that one single category, is it? What are some of the avenues people can nominate for?
Yeah, so we've got a wide range of varieties of categories that we do have open. So we've got community service, we've got women creating change, Aboriginal Education Award, arts and fashion, leadership, Sports Award, and also Small Business.
So that's pretty much everything you could think of, really, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a category for everybody, which is always great.
Which ones seem to get a lot more traction? Are there some that you get a lot more interesting entries through, or is it just right across open slather?
Right across, but we do get some really great nominations coming through for community service and leadership as well. We get hundreds of nominations that come through, and majority of them are people that are doing amazing work in their community or being a great mentor or things like that, really excelling in what they do.
I'm glad that you mentioned that there is a lot of healthy candidates in that community service side of things, because I heard on the news the other day we seem to be losing, according to the report, that there's a whole generation of people that are not taking up community type roles. So it really is great that you've got some good evidence to back up the contrary of that. So that is very very heartwarming for the generation ahead.
Yeah, definitely, and it's always nice in the job that I do to see that it's very much still alive, this community spirit and things like that. Excuse me.
For sure.
With these young people, they really are just incredible.
Now, we do have some information on our website at 2NURFM.com and some links to the Young Achiever Awards, but very quickly before I let you go, Katrina, the cut-off dates and application nomination process.
So we've got nominations closing on Friday the 8th of December. Nominations are very easy. Just need to head to our website, which is awardsaustralia.com. Alternatively, if you've got someone that you want to put forward and you don't have the time to be able to fill out the application, we're more than happy for you to give us a call on 1300 735 445, and you can just literally give us their name, their contact number, and we can get in contact with them and have them complete the nomination.
Sounds pretty good, Katrina. I will let you go and put the finishing touches on the awards, and fingers crossed we'll have some nice things to talk about next year.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for your time, Mark.
There she is, Katrina Gallo, event manager of the New South Wales Young Achiever Awards. Sounds like she's got it all under control after, 8 months of putting it all together. Good luck, Katrina, to you and the rest of your team.